Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is Pastor Rusty Thomas with LifePoint Church. Lord, we love you, we thank you, we praise you, we exalt you for your blessings and how you're leading us to lead our families this day. God, I pray that you give us strength, give us courage. Lord, that you would lead us to just die to ourselves, that those around us could find eternal life. Lord, we love you and we thank you. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. Today, I want to look with you here in Galatians chapter 2, 19 through 20. Paul says, "For though the law, I died to the law so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. In the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." You know, the reality is sometimes, you know, all the time, really, we have to die to ourselves. And when we die to ourselves, what other people say to us won't influence our attitude. So today, the reality is he can have the dominion. He can have the authority over our life, and we can have a different life. When we die, we actually live and others live. In John chapter 12, verse 24, it says, "Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." Or 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 36, is how foolish what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. I pray God will bless the reading of his word this morning, and God bless you. This has been Pastor Rusty Thomas.